We have a lot of special guests tonight. Starting, is my son here? My son's Chaver, my hair from Yeshiva. Pshi! Ami Waldman, Nelly Alkubi. And who's that? What's your name again? Remind me? Zevi Fligman Fun? Elad. Welcome. There's a few others. What's your name? Shapsi Kohn? From Beitar. Shapsi Kohn from Beitar. Who else? No, what's your name? Ech? Maor Naim. Naim Od. Yeshua Aaron Price is also in the house. Unbelievable. Who? Anchi Gruen. From Muncie. So where are you now for Shabbos? Ah, you live here now. Givaldi. Lili Nishmasim Mirosi Rusmas Mordechai. It turns out he moved there 10 years ago, Rabbi Isai. Sponsored. Lili Nishmasim Mirosi Rusmas Mordechai. Sponsored by Shmuli Ech. Parnas Achoydish. F245. F245. In honor of Dafyami community and that solo members. Who push up on Sat Toiro with dear Maggie Cheer, Eli Nishman, the dear Chaver, the Mordechai Shlomi Pinchas Tuvia, all of us, Ben Avram Moshe Peretz, near Yair Kopman. Mesechus Rosh Hashanah is dedicated by Yossi and Estiel Baum and their children, Jean Ruvain, Lee Nishman's Bailey Tipori Bass with Ruvain, and the Schus for Shidduch for Tilasor Bass Estelea. Today's Shir is sponsored by Daniel Green in honor of Shmuley Gross. Happy birthday to F197 and W7. What's W? Before Shlema to Gittel Bas Chayo. We have here an email from some concerned children about the father. Dear Rabbi Stefanski, while it's amazing that you're accomplishing, we have a few complaints. Ever since our father joined your daf, our lives have gotten worse. Our neighbors don't want to come to us anymore for Shabbos Kiddush, since we now only make Kiddush on red wine. When people come to our house, and not whiskey, I guess. When people come to our house and see our father at the dining room table with earphones on, laughing to himself, we have to explain that he's not watching comedy shows, he's learning the daf. Have you ever watched your father try to drink fish blood because he saw the Magichir do it? Old bread is never thrown out now because mold is gold. Do you have any idea what it's like to be the only one in the family neighborhood with green carpet in the bathrooms, since he insists that's the way to riches? In fact, he yells that all the time. If it worked for Stefanski, da-da-da-da. Have you ever had kutach for breakfast? You know how embarrassing it is to try to find an answer to your friends of why there are dry dates in the Nash cabinet just because Eli Stefanski said they're just like sugar? And last but not least, we're getting tired of explaining to our friends why our father installed a water fountain in the bathroom. And to all the new guys, good luck trying to figure this out. Sincerely, Yochanan Itzkowitz's children. P.S. We're so thankful they did not win the prize to visit you guys. After a week in RBS, who knows what other Mishigasim he would come home with. By Edward Balin. This is Edward Balin, Rabbi Yisai. Thank you for providing such an amazing learning experience on a daily basis. Since my first time watching this share, it came clear why this share is so popular, blah, 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 blah. Just to give some background, I was born in Kiev, Ukraine, blah, 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 blah. I think that's it. Oh, no, it's not it. Listen to this. He started yeshiva. The Rebbeim adamantly pushed me to attend the Jewish camp and to leave behind the non-Jewish camp I went to every summer for 10 years. So I listened to them, ended up in Camp Nagila in South Fallsburg. The first day of camp, I get a call. They get called into the office. I was given the phone with my mother on the other end. She was crying. She told me that my friends from my bunk in the other camp were killed in a car accident route on Route 17B, which was caused by an intoxicated driver. I would have been in that car with my friends, but instead I ended up in an amazing camp, which catered to building a Jewish foundation for children. I later graduated, attended remote base, Yerushalayim, called the Terrace Yerushalayim. I got married, joined an Atzalah. Guess who got him to come to the Shira, Rabbi Yisai? I don't know. It's one of the Atzalah guys. F94 or something. I think he says it here somewhere, but it's too long to read. Thank you again for your Shira. It's so geschmack to do the daf. Oh, FYI. To answer the question, who's driving the bus while the daf yomi committee is at the Siyum, please see below picture of K29, Shmuel David Langsman. I don't know who that is. I don't have a picture of him. Call upon him. This is the guy that was saved. He's even wearing the MDY cap here in this picture. Okay. What else? I think we have to start learning, no? Nice bicycle tire prop. It's a good thing Hashem created the world and not you. Thanks for entertaining that. All right. Good. What else do we have here? Anything interesting? They're all interesting, but all right. Well, we'll have to do it a different time. Rabbi Sai, here we go. We are, today's Daf Yudalet, and we are holding six lines from the bottom. Omar Reb Yitzchok ben Achmeini, Omar Shmuel. We remember the sugyo, if you recall, we had that riddle. If you have four pills, two of them are black, two of them are white, it's dark, etc. Why do we say the riddle? Because of the idea of mixing different fruits into one pile, fruits from last year and fruits from this year. But we're talking specifically about Pula Mitzri, the Egyptian bean. Another guy. Shalom Aleichem, what's your name? From where? And where do you live now? Aliyah. Bishop. Okay, next. What's your name? I know, but what's your name? Benji Eisenberg. Shalom Aleichem. All right, are there any old guys sitting in the room? wow. Sure, no, he's new. Fine, you're new also. You don't come anymore. Okay, so you have a bunch of beans from last year and a bunch of beans from this year, and you put them in a box. According to Rav Shimon Shazuri, you can just mix up the box, and you take out 10% of the beans, and you're going to have exactly or pretty close to the amount of meiser that you need for the old and the new. Says the Gemara. Omer Rav Yitzchok ben Achmeini, Omer Shmuel, Halacha, Kerb Yoisi ben Kippur, Sha'omar Mishum, Reb Shimon Shazuri. So here it is in red. The Halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazuri, that you can mix up a bunch of kidneys in a box and then take out the Meiser and it's good to go. Maskelor Reb Zeira, Umi Omer Shmuel Achi. Is that consistent with Shmuel? Omer Shmuel, Lakoil em bila, chutz miyayim v'shemen. Right over here, there's no mixing up anything. You can't mix up beans. The only thing you can mix up are liquids, like yayin and shemen. Makes a lot of sense, right? If you take red wine and mix it up with similar red wine, just two different years, but the same thing, you mix it in a bottle, it's going to become 100% mixed in. Oil, the same thing. But salads, not. So how could you tell me that salad beans, you can mix it according to Reb Shimon Shazuri, and Shmuel said that's the halacha. Shmuel said that's not the halacha. The halacha is you could only mix liquids such as yayin and shemen. Very interesting. Tosis proves that that applies to water as well. And the Chasam Sofer says because Tosis proves that applies to water, so it only applies to water, wine, and oil, and no other liquids. It doesn't apply to orange juice. That's what the Chasam Sofer says based on Tosis. Because Tosis is only able to prove one thing, one other additional liquid. Okay. V'amar Shmuel, I call him Bilo Chutz Miyam Shemen. Says the Gemara, Ishtamite, Ho, Domar Shmuel. Reb Zera asking the question, forgot this other Shmuel. The what? Hakol Hoylech Achar Gmar Pri. Here's the third thing that Shmuel says. Hakol Hoylech Achar Gmar Pri. The reason why beans, these Egyptian beans, you could just grab from a box that has mixture, 50-50, 40-60, whatever your mixture is. Take out a handful. And in your handful, you're going to have a 40-60 mixture, a 50-60 mixture, and that's your miser. The reason why he said it is not because of the concept of mixture, but rather because it goes beans. He's mechulik. Shmuel is mechulik on everybody. And he says, Hakol hoylech achar gmar pri. All the beans that you have, it doesn't go by last year because you did a lakita. It goes by whenever you do, whenever you harvest it. It doesn't go by ashrosha. It doesn't go by anything else. It goes by lakita, gmar pri. Sorry, gmar pri. Gmar pri, whenever the beans were finished. Now, all the beans were finished at the same time. You might have harvested half of in one year and half in the other year. It doesn't matter to Shmuel. It doesn't go by when you harvest, it goes by when it was finished. MMA, you put all the beans in one box, and of course, whatever you take out will be a perfect miser. Why? Because I call Hoylech Achar Gemar Pri. Not because Yesh Bila Likitnius, not because you can mix up beans and like that that little show and tell we had on Friday, where I pulled out 50 and it happened to be 25, and no one pulled out 10, it was 6 and 4. Not because of that, but because they actually belong together. It goes by when they're finished, and they're all finished together. So now we have three halachas, says the Gemara. We have the halacha of halachas like Shim Shizuri, that you could use, you take a bunch of different beans from different years, put them in a box, and you take out Meiser. You also have that it goes based on Gemar Pri, and you also have there's no bila, there's no mixing in salads, only in liquids. So Gemara says, Utsricha. So now we have an interesting Tzrichusa. Usually we have a Tzricha like two things. Now we have a three-way Tzrichusa. If Shmuel said all these three things over here. If Shmuel would just come along and say, the halacha is like Shim Shizuri, that what? When it comes to beans of last year and this year, put them in a box, pull out whatever you want, and it's going to be the same ratio, whatever you have in the box. Last year, this year, it's going to be a perfect ratio. Maybe Shmuel holds the concept, yesh bila, that there is such a thing as mixing up and pulling out the exact ratio. That's why I need the black halacha over here. Ain bila. I don't hold up the concept of ratio. Okay, so he doesn't hold of ratio. And if he's going to say that there's no such thing as ratio, put 50% of last year, 50% of this year, and pull out a handful, you're not going to come up with 50% beans from last year and 50% this year. It's going to be like no fix, 60-40, it's going to be something different. That maybe he holds like Rabbanan that you cannot, what did Chabacham say? You cannot just pull out and take Ma'isr. So if you have a box full of beans, 50% was from last year, 50% this year. According to Chachamim, you cannot just take out and assume that your handful was 50% from last year and 50% from this year. So what do Chachamim do? What do they do? How do you take Ma'isr from a box of beans? You have to use beans from last year from somewhere else. You go to the store and you buy beans. You make sure it's from last year's crop. And you go to the store and you buy beans from this year's crop. And then you take Ma'isr two times with those beans. Okay. But Akoparim, we're trying to say that Shmuel does not hold like these Chachamim. So that's the Chiddush over here. Lakolim Bilo. Yeah. Next. Kamash Malo and Alok Hakim Shim Shizuri. And that's why he says that Alok Hakim Shim Shizuri, that he could take out a handful of beans. But now we have a problem. If he said he could take out a handful of beans, then maybe he holds that you could go by a ratio. You are going to get in your hand 50-50. For that, I'm going to tell you, no, that's not the reason. On the one hand, Shmuel says, you could take out beans. On the other hand, he says, "Lakol ein bila." You cannot take out beans. Which one is it? So, this is telling us the reason. Hakol ha'elach ha'gmar pri is teaching us why it is that by beans I could take out a handful. Because by beans it goes by the gmar. Maybe that applies to all sorts of things that grow, such as wheat and olives. And we know that wheat and olives, what's the shear by wheat and olives? Shlish. Here. Just to remind everybody, when it comes to d'oraisa, wheat and olives is a shlish. Regular peres, we're going to talk about chanata. Yirakos, lekita. Okay. Komash malon. Halacha like Reb Shimon Shizuri, and that's why I'm telling you that the halacha is like Reb Shimon Shizuri. The Maida Polig only in one case, in beans. In beans, we say Hoylachachar Gmar Pri, and not by Chita and other stuff that over there we go by Shlish and different Shiurim. The halacha is like Reb Shimon Shizuri when it comes to beans. Ask the Gemara, B'lishmina Nanitarti, say the halacha is like Reb Shimon and the Gmar Pri. Say these two. It's obvious. Look, I'm telling you that there's bila by beans. And then I'm telling you, it's not because of bila, not because I can mix it, but because we go by the end, by all the beans finished at the same time. In other words, he doesn't hold of bila. What does this tell me? On the one hand, he says you could take out a bunch of beans from a box, and that's your miser, because it has the perfect ratio. But then he says, no, it's not about ratio. It's about something completely different. It's because they all finish at the same time. In other words, I don't hold of ratio. So if I don't hold of ratio, it's obvious. Then why do I need the third halacha to tell me I don't hold of ratio? By me telling me blue, I'm telling you that I don't hold of ratio. Says the Gemara, Hoka mashvilo on the liyayim v'shemin yesh bila. But I do need to tell you this halacha to say that there's no mixing. It's not a perfect mix. Only when it comes to liquids, like wine and oil, then there's a perfect mix. So that's the tzrichusa. Great. Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Lili Yomer. Now we're going to a different sugya. Ba'aspecha migarncha umiikvecha. So we have, again, when it comes to vegetables, we go by lakita. When I harvest the vegetables, that's when I know that it belongs to a particular year. How do I know what year it is? In the Shemitah cycle, we have 1, 2, 4, 5 are the year of Maaser Sheni. 3 and 6 are the year of Maaser Ani. How do I know which, should I give it to the poor? 10%, I lose a lot. Or do I give it to myself, bring it to Yerushalayim? Well, when did you pick it? When did you pick these cucumbers? If you picked it in the 3rd year and in the 6th year, then you have to give it to the Ani, 10% to the Ani. But if you picked it in the 2nd year, not in the 3rd year, you bring it to Yerushalayim. We bring the money to Yerushalayim. So that's when it comes to vegetables. When it comes to fruit, we said if it's the Rabbana fruit, all Ilana is Chanata. When the bud comes out, the flower falls off, and you see the bud. Now, says the Gemara, how do I know this stuff? So we have one pshat. When it comes to wheat and wine, they grow. So the way it works is, Rashi explains, the tree absorbs the water, and then it has sap, and the sap gives the fruit grow from that sap. So in other words, when it comes to wheat as well, the water from last year is what gets it going a third, and the third, we said, is enough to be considered wheat. umis asrin l'shana shavra. And the halacha is, you go by the shlish, you go, right? Right over here. The deraisas go by when it grew a third. Afkol, shigdele mamei shana shavra, misasrin l'shana shavra. So anything that grows on the water from last year, then the meiser is last year. Yotzu yiraka, shigdele mamei shana abba, but vegetables are different. Vegetables, they don't store water and grow with the stored water. They constantly need water. You have to irrigate the vegetables all the time. In fact, if you chop down the vegetable, it'll grow again. Just water again, it'll keep on growing. More will come out. When you chop down the wheat, it doesn't grow anymore. You take off a fruit, it doesn't grow anymore. So that's pshat number one. The what? It goes based on the water from last year. Same pasuk. Ma goyren v'yakev miyuchadem shigdelem al roiv mayim. What's roiv mayim? Roiv mayim means rainwater. Rainwater. I don't know if you ever thought about this. Every time it rains, to me, it gives me Yerushamayim. Why? It could be it's a pashat thing. I'm talking this out loud. I didn't really discuss this with many people. You guys think I'm crazy. To me, you have a field. You live over here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, you have a little field. So, it's pretty big. So I'm going to take a water hose and have to start watering my whole field. Instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes, but we take it for granted. The water over the ocean evaporates, goes in the sky, turns into a cloud, and then it moves. The whole system moves this way, comes over my field. It's a paladic thing, no? You're looking at me like I'm nuts. To me, it's a pellet. It's Yerushimayim every single time. You, it brings Chveis Nishvas. Okay, fine. Tainus. Okay. I'm preempting. What? Yeah, it's Machlag is over there. Okay, fine. You don't care about this stuff. Good. I'm just sharing. I said, you might think I'm cuckoo. You thought I was crazy. So too, it has to be something that grows on rainwater. And it doesn't store it. Maybe that's where Rashi says it. The rainwater gets stored by the tree and it doesn't need irrigation. Whereas vegetables, it's not enough just rainwater. You need to irrigate the vegetables. If you go by those fields, they have those systems today. They go in a circle, you know, the big robots that irrigate. In fact, it's a pasuk in Dvarim, in Parshas Ekev, Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Yud. It says, Ki Oretz Asher Ata Bo Shama L'Rishta. You're leaving Mitzrayim, you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael. Like Eretz Mitzrayim. It's not going to be like Eretz Yisrayim, it's Asim Shom. Asher Tizav Zaracha V'Shkiso Beraglecha Kigan Hayarok. Like a vegetable garden. A vegetable garden, you have to water. In Eretz Yisrael, it's not like that. You don't have to water. So you see, the Torah says that vegetables, you have to water. And Mimela, since you have to water, is different than a tree. So their Meiser is different. And the Meiser of the Chachamim, the whole Meiser is Midrabbanan. The Chacham decided it goes by Lakita. My Benayu. The bottom line is, whether you hold like Rabbi Kiva or the first pshat that we had, they're both saying the same. The end is the same. Yerokos go by Lakita, trees are not. So what's the difference? Omer Mavo, Betzalim Hasarisin. We're talking about two very specific items. This onion called a saris, a very small onion. Upoila Mitzri. If you recall yesterday, I mentioned this year when we were saying Poila Mitzri, I said this is a Poila Mitzri that he grew it for the seeds. And now we're switching. Poila Mitzri, this bean, whatever it is, you grew it for the leaf or the outside, the exterior of the bean, the pod, whatever you want to call it. That's different. Because what makes something kitnius? Kitnius is the bean inside. So the bean, we said, kitnius, look over here. Kidneys goes by Ashrasha, when it takes root. But when it comes to the actual fruit or the leaf or something else, not the bean, Now you're talking about a different part of the year. Now you're talking about Yerakos. It goes by Lakita. So we have like this. You have Betzol Masrisin Upoila Mitzri. Shemona, listen to what the Gemara says here. Shemona Me'em Mayim Shloishim Yoyim. There's a picture in Yoni, but I didn't think it would help us much. What happened was, before Rosh Hashanah, he didn't give it any water. He starved it. For 30 days. Wouldn't give it water. And these are the two vegetables that it's normal to do so. It's normal not to give it water. So there's two pshatim in Rashi here. I'm going to go with the second pshat. Don't ask me why. To me, it just made a little bit more sense. They're both opposite of each other. And Rashi says in the second pshat, also because it was cool, because it comes from Rome, this pshat. Roimim. Since he prevented, he didn't give it water, so it becomes, says Rashi, like a zdei abal, like a field that all it needs is rainwater. It doesn't need to be irrigated. And memela, the meiser goes to last year. It's not like a yerig anymore. All right? That's what the Gemara says. So you ask me, what's the nafkemina? The nafkemina is in these two types of vegetables. That it's the derech to do so, because if I'm going to starve a potato, it wouldn't work. We'll say you're crazy. That's not the way you do it. But this, it's good to starve it, to deny it water, to make it harder, says Rashi. And memela, it's no longer like a vegetable. Goes back to the give it meiser from last year. And if there's a new year that comes by, Rosh Hashanah, it's mutar, it's from last year. Vimlav, and if you didn't prevent it from having water, asurim b'shvius. So it's from the coming year, because now you go by Lakita. When did you harvest it? After Rosh Hashanah. After Rosh Hashanah is already Shemitah, so it's Shemitah. Umesajim b'shanah haba. And as we said, by vegetables, it goes by when you pick it. Be'echad b'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilon. According to Beis Shammai, the first day of Shvat is Rosh Hashanah le'ilon. And according to Beis Hillel, it's Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah. My time, Omer Belozor, Omer Bishaya, Hoyel V'yatzu Roiv Gishmei Shana V'adayin Roiv Tkufa Bachutz. What's going on here? Amazing. Guys, you're not going to believe this. Mom is not going to believe this. What day is it today? Shivasar of Cheshvan. Shah. Don't ruin everything. What day is today's daf? The 17th of Cheshvan's daf. Says the Gemara, the season of rain starts on the 17th of Cheshvan. Today! Mom is today! Yeah. The Mabel also started today. It's a special day. It has something to do with rain, with water. So it goes like this. The rain season goes from here, from Cheshvan, all the way to Nisan. So if you look, you see, you have a full month of Kislev, a full month of Tevis, Tu B'Shvat, according to Beis Hillel, we're going. So that's 2.5 months, plus almost another half a month of Cheshvan, for a total of 3 months, minus 2 days, okay? If this was Tu B'Cheshvan till Tu B'Shvat, it's 3 full months. But if you start over here, Tu B'Shvat, and go to the end of the season, what do you have? 2.5 months instead of 3 months. So this is 3 versus 2.5. So most of the water already fell, and the fruits are really nice and strong from all that water that fell. And that's it. This is the cutoff line. This is the Rosh Hashanah for the trees. The Rabbanon trees, not the Raisa trees. The Raisa, we said, is a shlish. Now, there's another thing going on here. The Gemara is stuck in Tkufas. Here's the Tkufa. The Tkufa of Tevis goes from here. We don't know where, okay? It's somewhere in Tevis, all the way to the beginning of somewhere in Nisan over here. So take a look at this. Let's say, even if we say that it's the beginning of Tevis, so you have the whole Tevis and half a Shvat, that's 1.5 months, versus 1.5 months over here, plus Nisan, whatever days you give me in Nisan. So Nisan, so this side is more than this side. Yeah? Understood? Over here it's 1.5 versus almost 2, let's say. So the Gemara says, now let's see inside. Why is Rosh Hashanah on Tu B'Shvat? Hayel v'yatzu roiv gishmishana. That's great, because you already did roiv. And what's the next line? V'adayin roiv tkufa mibachot. That's a bad thing, not a good thing. Roiv of the tkufa is this way, not this way. You're giving me a reason why it shouldn't be Rosh Hashanah for Ilanois. If you told me you passed most of the tkufa, like you moved this box somewhere over here to the beginning of Adar, great. It makes sense that Rosh Hashanah for fruit should be in the beginning of Adar. But the box is at Tu B'Shvat. And most of the season, the tkufa, it still remains. So why is it over here? Why is the Rosh Hashanah over here? It's not a good chap. My kamar, says the Gemara. What are you talking about? It's not a, you bring me a kasha, not a teretz, not a raya. Hachi gomar. Afal pi. Yes, I'm asking you a kasha. I'm saying. Afal pi shorayv tkuva b'chos. Even though most of the season still remains. But this trumps it. The fact that most of the rain fell is more important than the tkufa. That's all the Gemara is trying to say. Afal shorayv tkuva b'chos. Oy v'yotzer roiv gishmei shana. Parabanon. Maisa. Maisa berikiva shalikit esrog beechav b'shvat v'noeg boy shnei isur. What happened? He harvested a sroigim, not just one. It has to be a bunch, otherwise you don't give maisa one. Okay, a bunch of sroigim, and it happened to be the first day of Shvat. What's the first day of Shvat? Rosh Hashanah, according to who? B'Shamer. V'nag b'shtei surim. He said, look, either it's Meiser Ani or Meiser Sheni. I don't know which year it is, right? It happened in the third year. This happened in the third year. Now, I don't know if the first day of Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah. So then it's already next year. Or no, maybe it belongs, according to Basil, the first day of Shvat belongs to the previous year. Previous year is Meiser Sheni. The second year is Meiser Sheni. Look. Up until this line, if I pick an Esrog, it's Meiser Sheni. From this line on, it's the third year, I have to give Meiser Ani. We keep it standing here, he doesn't know. What did I do? I don't know if I picked the Esrog in this year or this year. So I'll give both. I'll give a little bit of Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani. Taisus says he didn't really give both. He was paid the Meiser Sheni, took some of that money and gave. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara. Yep, we just turned to David Alam Beis. Pans, for all those in each of the shuas. Please join us at the hillam.8mindav.com. And, sponsor anonymously. Schus, for Shalom, Tamar Chayo, Bat, Soro, to have her for Shlema, Bekari. Says the Gemara, Echad, one of the Maisers, meaning Maiser Ani, Kedivri B'Shamai. Because according to B'Shamai, the year just changed. It's already, the first day of Shvat is the following year, is the third year. Third year, 3 and 6, you give Maiser Ani. You give 10% to the poor. Ve'echad, Kedivri B'Shamai. But according to B'Shamai, the year didn't flip yet. The year is going to flip in 2 weeks from now. So what are we? We're in the second year. The second year, you give Meister Sheni. Says Gemara Rabbi Yosef, "Are you the Omer? Loi minag b'shamag b'silim nagba." That's not the problem. He wasn't mesupik if the halach is like b'shamag b'silim. Ella minag Rabbi Gamliel v'Rabbi Eliezer nagba. He had a different problem. Is the halach like Rabbi Gamliel or like Rabbi Eliezer? This is not. Now, if you went to yeshiva, you learned kiddushin, and even if you went to the most yeshivas in the world, you definitely got to daf beis. I'm with beis. Besides, of course, if you went to Chavetz Chaim. Now, I hate to not Chavetz Chaim because Reuven Chayda is here, and my son-in-law learned Chavetz Chaim. So, that was just a joke. They also get to daf beis on beis unless they start in a Summersman. Summersman, it could be a shtickle problem. For some reason, my son-in-law went to Chavetz Chaim, knows a ton. I don't know how. And Reuven Chayda also knows a ton, so he doesn't. Okay, he does. Big time with Chacham, actually. It's not asking Shavu Leilah. I'm going to get the email. It's just a joke. I have no idea what Chofetz Chaim is. If I would have known, I wouldn't have. You went to Chofetz Chaim? 2 years ago, you went to Chofetz Chaim. Givaldik. So you got to that sugya? Yes or no? Just yeah. Okay, good. It's not. Ezrik Shavali Lam Gimel Drachim. They got there. Rabbi said, don't worry, they got there. Ezrik Shavali Lam Gimel Drachim Uliyarib Derechecha. But it was a winter's man, right? Yeah. Ezrik Shavali Lam Gimel Drachim Uliyarib Derechecha. Ezrik Shavali Lam Gimel Drachim Uliyarib Derechecha. You could compare Ezrik to a regular tree. In three different things, three ways. Why is the Ezra compared to a Yerek, by the way? Anybody know? Why is the Ezra different than any other tree? Why? What? Oh, you hear what Rabbi Feder says? Because you have to water it all the time. You have to water it all the time, so it's like a vegetable in a way. So Ezra, Shavali, Ilam, Gimel, Drachim. There are three things that Ezra is similar to a regular tree, and it's similar to a vegetable in one way. So we go by the chanata. We go by when it blooms or whatever it's called. The chanata, we'll call it chanata. That's the cutoff. So once it does chanata, it's the third year. Once it does chanata, it's the fourth year. Once it does chanata, it's the seventh year. It's Shemitah. Well, the Yerib Derech Echad. Shibishas likita asai isuroi. Meiser goes when you pluck it off the tree. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. So what does Rabbi Gamliel say when it comes to Yerig? We have three shitas here. Yerig, Esrig is based on likita. When I take it off the tree. Rabbi Leza Oimer, Esrig shava li'ilon l'chol davar. No. Even when it comes to Meiser, it's like a tree that it goes by chanata. The year that it blooms. That's very interesting. Think about it. We know that an Esrog could stay on a tree for more than a year. So it does a little chanata in 2010. And you keep it on the tree till 2021. You have to give meiser based on 2010. That is. You know those giant esrogim? It's not a one-year thing. Those sit on the tree for I don't know how long. What? L'chaira, I'm not an Esrog guy. I'm assuming that doesn't happen in 1 year. So, according to Reb Nosson, Reb Eliezer, how do you know it happens in 1 year? It happens in 1 year, he says.
They should all be that big.
Okay. Yeah, they should all be that big, yes. Good cash. That, on that tree, they're all that big, he says. Okay. Special zan. Okay. Poor tree. No, like. Reb Eliezer, Oymer, Esrik Shavali, Lil Chol Davar, right. So, ask the Gemara Kasha. Listen to this Kasha. How could Rabbi Kiva have a suffix and say, I'm going to give Meiser like Meiser Sheni, and I'm going to give Meiser like Meiser Ani. I'm going to pretend I'm in two different years. How could you be Machmer? Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehyeh Bidvaroi. They do it for shtick. And they protect it. They put it in a box. I don't know what. Who knows? The halacha is like Bisil, right? We know we pass like Bisil. Now this is a little bit of a problem. It's a contradiction. The Gemara and Erevin asked the question. The halacha is like Bisil, but if you want, you can do like Bishamay. But the halacha is like Bisil. So the Gemara says, this is before the Baskel and after the Baskel. The famous Baskel came and said the halacha is like Bisil. But before that, if you decide to go like Bishamay, okay, go like Bishamay. Adarabah, maybe it should have been like Bishamay. Mikule Bishamay, umikule Bishilel. Did I say everything? Mikule Bishamay, umikule Bishilel, Rasha. Oh, if you make a, like, you take this rabbi, I say, I'll go with all his schools. And you take this rabbi, take all his schools, Rasha. So before I saw Rashi, so I thought the pshat is, let's say a guy wants to be like a Sephardi. He's an Ashkenazi. He said, I'm a Sephardi. I'm going to eat kidneys on Pesach. So, Very good. But you, now you have to go to Slichas 30 days in a row of Vesikin. You can't just, all of a sudden he's a Sephardi. Yeah? 40 days. Sorry, see what a Sephardi is? 40 days Vesikin, right? Early. You have to yell by the kotel, the whole thing. But Rashi says it's not like that. Rashi says it's talking about one halacha and using that halacha to be mekel and to be machmer. For instance, says Rashi, the halacha is according to Basil that a spine, we know a spine, if there's a spine of a dead person in the room, the whole room is mekabel tumah, everything is tummy oil. Everything. If there's a kli over there, it's tummy, even though the spine is over here. If it's missing one vertebrae, according to Beis Hillel, it's not tummy. So what is that? A big kula. Saying that all my kalim in this room are tar. Why? Because it's missing one vertebrae. Now let's take that halacha. Yeah, slowly. Beis Hillel is mekel. Beis Shammai say two. Forget Beis Shammai for now. Beis Hillel say one. The mekel. One is enough to say it's not a spine. And if it's not a spine, the room is tar. Okay, now take that halacha and use it on a cow. What if you have a cow, you chop it open, it's missing a vertebrae. So we still say, it's not a spine. It's not a spine, the cow is strafe. It's the cow is strafe, you just lost $2,000. So it's a chumrah. So when it comes to a room, it's a kula. When it comes to eating steak, it's a chumrah. So you can't say, oh, when it comes to oil in a room, I hold like Basil. When it comes to my meat, I hold like Bishame, a two vertebrae. Then you're a Rasha. Now that's obviously you're Rasha, but being a Sephardi Ashkenazi, you're not such a Rasha, according to Rashi. Mechumri Beishamay, Mechumri Beisilel, Ola Vakosav Oimer, Vaksil, Vachoshe Choylech. You're a Shaita. You're going in the dark. You don't know what you're doing. It's a Maisa. They say a Maisa. It's Kemat Shehoya. I hope it's Kemat Shehoya. There's a guy right in the beginning of Corona when Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, I don't care. There's no Corona. You have to send your kids to Cheder. Big controversy. A lot of people were upset. So there's a guy in Bnei Brak. Chaim Kanievsky said, you got to go like Chaim Kanievsky. So he sends his kids to school. He gets home. He says, yeah, I sent my kids to school. But Zibushin said that if you break any of the Hanchayot in Eretz Yisrael, if you go against the law in Eretz Yisrael, you have to call the police. So he calls the police. He says, I just sent my kids to the school. And the way I got them in is from the backside door. The code is 172. And then he said, wait a minute. Rav Sternbach said that if you call up the police, you're a meiser. If you're a meiser, you can't be mitzayif for the minyan. So he's diving that home for the rest of the corona. So the guy like that, is machmer. He takes all the, fine. He's a ksil. He takes the chumas, the ksil. Fine. The chumas like everybody. Ksil b'choy shecholach. Ela yikivei shamei b'kulein b'chumrein. Wait. The only way you could do it is either you go everything like Bishamai or everything like Basilil, but you can't pick and choose what you like, your kulas and your chumras. So what's going on with the Rebbe Kiva? How did Rebbe Kiva jump on two chasa? Oh, when it comes to Meiser Ani, I'm going like Bishamai. When it comes to Meiser Shani, I'm going like Basilil. No, doesn't. It's a contradiction. In other words, is it the second year or the third year? Your actions are contradicting each other. You can only pick one year. It's only one year. It can't be 2 years. Says Gemara Rebbe Kiva, Gemara Yistabikle. No! Rebbe Kiva goes like Beis Hillel. V'leyoda yi Beis Hillel be'echol b'shvat yi be'tu b'shvat. He just pasha forgot. That was a suffix. He's not going to go like B'sham Beis Hillel. He's going like Beis Hillel. He just forgot what Beis Hillel said. He has no idea. Okay, so I'll give a little bit Meiser Ani. It's not going to hurt me to give a poor person 10%. And I'm going to give Meiser Sheni also. Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, Loi minig b'shamay b'sil no'agbo, Ela minig Rav Gamliel v'Rav Eliezer no'agbo. We said before that it wasn't a question. Rabbi Kiva wasn't debating whether he should go like b'shamay b'sil. He's debating, do we go by Chanata or by Lakita when it comes to an Esri? Ask the Gemara, Becha b'shvat, b'shamay no'agbo. What do you mean? How could he go like Bishamai? We don't pass him like him. Omer b'chanino, b'tem Reb Chananyo, hocha be'esrik shechontu be'roisov koidem tesvav de'idach shvat askinon. So, here. Go something like this. The Chanata was before the third year. It was in the second year. You see, Chanata. Could you see? I don't see it so well on that screen, but okay. For some reason, the white doesn't stick out. You see it. Look at that screen. The screen is good? Okay. It's just my glasses. Yeah, okay. The Chanata happened in the second year before Tu B'Shvat, on the third year. And the Lakita happened over here before the fourth year, before Tu B'Shvat of the fourth year. So according to Beis Hillel, it's not Rosh Hashanah Teilonis yet. In other words, why? Because the Lakita happened in the third year. So Mela, according to Rav Gamliel, you'd give Maisarani. According to Rabbi Lezer, it goes by the Chanata, the second year. So, Nachamol, Chanata happened over here, Lakita happened over here, Chanata happened before the third, and Lakita happened before the fourth. Says the Gemara, by the way, if, I'm just thinking out loud here, I'm just throwing this out there. If this is where it happened, and the Esrik started in the second year, and Rabbi Kiva picked it over here, we had a Gemara, I think, in Sukkot, that Rabbi Kiva showed up in Shul one year with an Esrog on his shoulder. Remember? He had a massive... Maybe this is the story. Right here. Here it is. It started at 2 years on the tree. According to Gershon, it could happen in 1 year. So imagine it 2 years. That's why it was on his shoulders. Unbelievable. Zog the Gemara. Ubedinu afilu koydin lachen. It could have been even earlier. We just set a date because we're just quoting the exact dates that happened. Ravin Omar, Kroy Chutni, Loyach B'Shvatoya. That's not what happened. Ela Tu B'Shvatoya. We're going to have two changes here. The story happened on Tu B'Shvat, not on the first day of Shvat like B'Shami. He asked me a question, how did it go like B'Shami? No, it actually happened on Tu B'Shvat. But the Machloi is question of whether to give Meiser Ani and Meiser Sheni. It wasn't a question of Bisham and Bisil because they both happened on Tu B'Shvat. And according to Bisil's Tu B'Shvat, everybody agrees that Tu B'Shvat is the day. It's already 15 days past Bisham, so that's not the problem. The child was, the question is, do we go by Lakita like Rav Gamliel or Chanata like Rav Eliezer? Now that we established that when it comes to the Nesrig, you give Meiser based on the time that you take it off the tree. In other words, it's like a vegetable. Rosh Hashanah Shaloi Tishrei. Since Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. Meiser Yerushim Bin Elazoymer Likit Esrik Erev Tu B'Shvat. Actually, Tovei HaShemesh, if he plucked off the Esrik right before Tu B'Shvat, a day before, Yudal B'Shvat, actually, Tovei HaShemesh, V'chaz V'ligim Shtovei HaShemesh, and then he also took fruit off after the sun went down. So it's the following day, Tu B'Shvat, and Tarmim Ma'ashim Zelze, it's a different year. So now, since it's a different year, you can't use the Esrog from the previous year to give Trumas Ma'ashim on the Esrog that you took off the following year. L'vishen Tarmim Ma'ashim L'min HaChadosh Al Yashem L'min HaChadosh L'min HaChadosh. Ha'isa Shlishis Nechneses L'Revis. If we're dealing with the third year, going to the third year is what? Meiser Ani. The fourth year is Meiser Sheni. Shlish is Meiser Rishon u Meiser Ani. Meiser Rishon, we always take. We're not even talking about Meiser Rishon. Meiser Rishon, all 6 years you have to give Meiser Rishon besides on Shemitah. All 6 years besides the seventh. Revius, Meiser Rishon u Meiser Sheni. And for the fourth year, you give Meiser Sheni. Man chamisli the azal basa lakita, Rav Gamliel, Biktani Shvat. What was the cutoff date here? The cutoff date was before Shki on Tu B'Shvat. So, what do you see from here? You see that it's Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah, not Tishrei. Elo itmachi itmar, Omer Rav Varvuno, Avagavda Omer Rav Gamliel, Esrigacha lakita, Kierek, even though it should be Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah Shaloi Shvat. At the end of the day, the Esrig, the Rosh Hashanah is Shvat. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. We'll see you tomorrow, Beis Hashem, bright and early, 7:15.